Nudged presents Glass Heart by Catherine Orton, narrated by Aisha Kala. Chapter 1. In the cold, still hours of night, when shadows swathed the wild woods and most people were in bed, footsteps creaked on the landing near Nonna's door. She froze at her desk, pencil poised over her sketchbook, heart in mouth. Her wide, dark eyes glittered by the light of a faltering candle. This was what she'd been waiting for, the reason she'd stayed awake all this time. Yet the sound still chilled her blood. She held her breath, listened. A fox shrieked from the Wiltshire wilds beyond her window, its cry so human and eerie that it made Nonna's skin prickle. There'd been foxes in London where she was born and had lived, of course, but there they were more likely to rattle the dustbins than to howl in that terrible, mournful way. That's not what she was listening for, though. The floorboards creaked again, closer this time. Nonna snuffed out the candle with quick fingertips. The wick hissed and sent up the sharp smell of sulphur. Putting out lights was ingrained in her from the Blitz. It had been her task, aged 7, to run around the flat with her brother, plunging it into darkness at the first notes of the air raid siren, the hum of a bomber's engine. Even in the years since the war ended, dimming lights whenever she heard something strange or out of place was more of a reflex than ever. Now it included any sudden sound, the backfire of a motorbike, yelling voices, or footsteps. The candle's glow had brought out the gold in Nonna's wild brown hair. Now the moonlight picked out the silver of the slim scar that ran down the length of one cheek. A slender shadow slipped under the crack below her bedroom door. It grew bigger, sliding across the unvarnished boards from one side to the other. "Uncle Anthony, is that you?" she wanted to call out, but the words stuck fast in her throat, frozen there. She was almost certain it was him. Almost. And yet the tread sounded different somehow. Heavier. What if it was an intruder, come to rob their downstairs workshop? A shiver ran through her at the thought. The lead and solder they kept down there, for the making of stained glass windows, would fetch a good price on the black market. Nonna decided it was best to stay quiet. If she called out and it wasn't Uncle Anthony, she might never discover why he'd been creeping around in the night so often lately. The shadow withdrew across Nonna's floor, and the footsteps passed her room, heading toward...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?